Now before I could walk, I had a guitar in my hand. By the time I could talk, I had my own band. Went on the road when I was 8 years old. When I turned 15, I was still in the show. Money to burn, the girls were pretty. It didn't take long to learn, I was born to boogie.
Ah, that's right.
When I was 18, I went to Hollywood. I met Elvis and Marilyn and Johnny B. Goode. Got my guitar painted in the California sun. Red Cadillac, having too much fun. Now we're playing them halls and we're jamming them till the movie's on over to MGM. They said this is the boy we've been telling you about. You literacy guy and he stuck his hand out. Yeah, that's right. He said, son, have we got a deal for you? Gonna make you a star and give you 50 grand too. I told him my mama didn't raise no fool. I take your money, I make your movie. But I tell you right now, I was born.
Listening to Courts in Session on 88.3 WRCT-FM.
Waiting on the lady.
Rolling Stones going back to 1981 from the great Tattoo You album. Of course, that was their big hit, Waiting on a Friend. Can you believe that album is 40 years old? Unreal. 40 years ago, that album and that single came out, Mick and the Boys. And Mick and the Boys are taking it on the road in Europe as we speak. There's a reason why they're still the world's greatest rock and roll band, no question about it. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Thank you for all the great requests. If you haven't heard your request, I promise you, it's coming up. We've still got a little bit of time, and I'm going to squeeze it in. So, you know, sometimes your pain seems overwhelming. If the prescribed dose of your prescription pain medication doesn't bring relief, check with your doctor. Pain relievers are safe and effective when used correctly. If misused, you could become addicted or experience other problems. Take your prescription as directed. And if you need more information about addictions, call 1-800-662-HELP. Do the right dose. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and your friends here at WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. So that set of music, you heard a WRCT debut acoustic version of the Scorpions tune, When You Know Where You Come from the expanded version of their new album, Rock Believer. What'd you think of that? Let me know. Shoot me an email on WRCT at ericjacksonlurie.com. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Should we keep that in rotation? Let me know. Going out to Frank in Greenville, he wanted to hear some Doors. Riders on the Storm, the classic Doors tune. And I'll tell you what, I pulled that record from the library and I wasn't sure if I was going to play it because it looked like somebody was like playing swords and sabers with it, but dropped the needle in the groove and it sounded all right. So crossed my fingers and came out okay. Thanks for that great request, Frank. Leonard Skinner going out to Tom in East Liberty. Track came off of a compilation of songs celebrating the music of Hank Williams Jr. Lynyrd Skynyrd, one of the great Southern rock bands of all time. So let's play something new from the godfather of muscle rock. This is a duet with Frank Gallagher from Raven, John Gallagher from Raven, excuse me. This track is terrific. Give it a listen. This is We Need Muscle Rock.
Muscle rock, tie all in. You are a whole. Hi, this is Rick Wakeman, and you're listening to my mate, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Rejoice, for without this feeling, 10 true summers long, we go round and round and round and round until we pick it up again. Time flies on, it goes through the setting sun.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and we're getting close to the finish line. Getting a lot of yes requests. What do you say we honor Alan White and his passing and all the great drumming he did with Yes by... We're going to close out the rest of the show with Yes music and try to get the rest of your requests. We're listening right now to tracks from... the Yes Songs album. Keep it right here on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Quartz in Session here on WRCT. Closing out tonight's show with Request for Yes. If you haven't heard, Alan White, longtime classic drummer of Yes, passed away today. You know, we start off tonight celebrating the birthday of Stevie Nicks, and we're going to honor the passing of Alan White from Yes. Going to close out with a request going out to Jay in the North Hills. He gave me a deep one on the Silent Wings of Freedom. Some great drumming on it. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. If you missed any part of tonight's show, you can catch it again in half an hour. Coming at you out of the West Coast at 1033WWRO.com. You can hear the encore presentation here at WRCT next Monday from noon to 2:30. Monday nights at 9 p.m. on STNRadio.com. Quartz in Session, rock and roll, country, and soul. Your requests. Had such a great time tonight. Thank you for all the great requests. Let's get back together next Thursday night at 8. Want to remind you to take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. Turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you to. Please help me, I'm falling.
Something up with me. was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl, in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
The daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a-digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love in Saginaw, Michigan.
I wrote my love
in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest rack in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you're wise, young, ambitious man. Will you sell your father in a lawyer Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I've never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all, the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. With the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed to show.
Well, I never felt more like singing a blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. You, why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you.
never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Well, here I sit a high getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night and running wild. Woman sitting home with a month old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? They say roses are red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Lord, preserve us and protect us. Mando Richard has Whiskey Before Breakfast. Tune in to WRCT's Folk and Bluegrass Show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. You'll hear a wide range of folk music, traditional and contemporary fiddle tunes and songs galore. Be sure to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. Wednesdays right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, or streaming WRCT.org.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but mama tried. A one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
¶¶ tomorrow on some street in town. Pardon me if I don't say hello. I belong to another. It wouldn't look so good to know someone I'm not supposed to know. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. In a dimly lit corner at a place outside of town, tonight we'll try to say goodbye again.
Goodbye.
But I know it's not over. I'll call tomorrow night. I can't let you go, so why pretend? Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. Just walk on by, wait on the corner. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet. I love you, but we're strangers when we meet.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down.
Oh, Ruby,
don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be.
Oh,
some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
I can almost hear the stillness as it yields to the sound of your heart beating. I can almost hear the echo of the thoughts that I know you must be thinking. Boom, boom, boom. And I can feel your body tremble as you wonder what this moment holds in store. Boom, boom, boom. And as I put my arms around you, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know what I'm saying as my trembling fingers touch forbidden places. Bum, bum, bum. I've waited for so long for the chance that we are taking. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know and I don't care what made you tell him you don't love him anymore. Bum, bum, bum. And as I taste your tender kisses, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. And as I take the love you're giving, I can feel tension building in your mind.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
And you're wondering if tomorrow I'll still love you. Tonight will only make me love you more. And I hope that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley, and I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Put all the money in and let it roll again.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down in City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. The court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you're hot, you're hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, judge, old buddy, old pal. If you wasn't wearing that black robe, I'd take you out the back of this courthouse and I'd try a little bit of your honor on. You understand that, you hillbilly? Who's gonna collect my welfare? Pay for my Cadillac?
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Plastercaster, and I always listen to WRCT when I'm in Pittsburgh because only talented people are played on the station.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder Radio, we talk to progressive San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin, who is facing a politicized recall election on June the 7th.
Tens of millions of dollars are pouring in, used against Chesa to get rid of him, because if they can get rid of him, they can get rid of all the other progressive prosecutors across the country.
We'll also be speaking with Joe Lauria, editor-in-chief of Consortium News, which has just lost its funding through PayPal.
Is this worse than McCarthyism? Is there government involvement? What does this mean for the future of free journalism?
Stay with us.
I'm New York City attorney and author Michael Stephen Smith.
And I am attorney Marjorie Cohn, professor emerita at Thomas Jefferson School of Law and regular columnist for truthout.org. 2 years ago, attorney Chesa Boudin was elected by the people of San Francisco to reform the criminal justice system in their city. He was specifically chosen to begin reversing the mass incarceration, which has been happening since the 1970s. This mass incarceration was a reaction by right-wing forces to the civil rights movement. By the time Chesa was elected, 2.3 million U.S. citizens were behind bars across the country, and another 6 million were on probation or parole. The United States has the highest per capita number of people incarcerated and under governmental supervision than any country in the world. Chesa promised to begin to reverse this outrage. As an opponent of mass incarceration, his campaign emphasized that half the people arrested in San Francisco are either addicted to drugs or mentally ill or both. He developed diversion programs. He got people into drug rehabilitation and/or psychiatric counseling. He emphasized caring not only for those arrested for crimes, but especially for their victims. He sought to and succeeded in making San Francisco a safer city. Now, after 2 years of Chesa's service, crime in San Francisco has largely decreased. As Chesa promised, his office has prosecuted police for misconduct and corporate criminals for white-collar crimes. Right-wing big money forces from outside San Francisco are attempting to recall Chesa Boudin. The vote will take place on June 7th, and early voting has already begun. Rich people who don't even live in San Francisco have played a big role in the campaign. The right-wing strategy for the recall is the use of fear. Fear of change, fear of crime, fear of minorities, fear of unsheltered people living in the streets. Chesa grew up while both of his parents, David Gilbert and Kathy Boudin, who died on May 1st, were in prison serving long terms. He was raised by friends of his parents, Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, two professors who adopted him and welcomed him into their blended family. As a young boy, he would fly alone to visit his parents and go through the prison metal detector to have a few hours with them in the visiting room. Chesa is one of a number of progressive district attorneys in the United States. The right wing understands that toppling him is critical in their effort to stop and roll back the movement for criminal justice reform. Chesa Boudin, welcome back to Law and Disorder Radio.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you.
We want to ask you about when you were elected 2 years ago. What did you set out to accomplish, and how do you evaluate what you've done with respect to making San Francisco a safer place? How have you helped victims of crimes and created diversion programs?
Well, when I ran for district attorney in 2019, we put forward a very detailed, specific policy platform as part of our campaign. Robust policy papers on our